The girl said, "Do you ever want to take in a stray dog? I know boys like to do that. They sort of take pity on a dog, a stray dog." Well, a kind lady one time did that. She thought, "I don't know what I'm taking this dog in for." They named him Jakes. He was just an old mongrel dog, and not too clean looking, and not too pretty, but she took pity on the dog because the children wanted to take him in. So she later looked at the lifeless form of that dog, all burnt to pieces, and she said, "And to think that at the first I didn't want him." Well, Jiggs was found dead by one of the girls' bed. During the night, the house had caught on fire. And Jiggs had come in and opened and woke up the lady, the mother of the house. And then before the mother could get around to the rest of the children, the seven children, Jiggs up and down the rooms and in and out, and away he went until he woke up every one of the children. Lucy was the last one, the youngest, that he woke up. And Lucy, as soon as she woke up, she took off as fast as she could out to the door and got out of the house before she burned. But Jiggs, he didn't make it. Almost, but he just didn't make it. He got burned so badly that he died. "Yes," she said, "to think that at first I didn't want to take him in." You know, they'd have likely all perished if it hadn't have been for that dog who woke them all up, though he died in waking them all up. How many boys and girls are like that today? They don't take the Lord Jesus in, not realizing he can save them from perishing in their sins. And they despise him and reject him, and sad to say, many boys and girls laugh at him, and they use his name in vain, and they curse people by his name. And yet this is the Savior that was willing to lay down his life for boys and girls that you might be saved. He it is that came into this wicked world of sin and